Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Let's Do It Afraid podcast. I'm Myra, and this is my lovely co-host, Yvette. How are you doing,
Hi,
Yvette?
everyone. Good morning. Good morning. It's Monday. It's Monday. But it's going good. Woke up with a hopeful spirit this morning and took it off the week really good. So, how's it going
Good.
for you?
Good. The same. I used to, for the longest time, I think I hated Mondays, but lately I've been really enjoying my Mondays. I don't know if it's because I get to meet with you or
Oh, I
or
love that.
if it's just kind of I changed my perspective. I'm like, it's Monday, like it's the start of a new week and new opportunities and new, I don't know, just chances of doing things. So I've really enjoyed looking at it that way instead of being like, ugh, it's Monday.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it's like I know I'm on a busy schedule. So I always have my reminders. And every time I have my reminder, I'm like, oh my God, I have all this stuff to do. But it's like, it keeps me on track. And that's the only way I do it right now because, I have to get my calendars in sync. I know we've talked about this before. So I'm just like making sure I don't miss anything. And then that's why today when I messaged you, I was like, I have two reminders and on one I put the wrong time. So please confirm what time it is. But yeah, it makes me look forward to a good new week and it resets like that Mondaying. It's still going to be a little bit of a Monday, but it gives me a little kick and something to look forward to. So.
Yeah, same. So I know today we really wanted to talk about kind of finding ourselves again. I think when you're a mom and a wife, it can be really hard, or at least for me, it's been really hard to kind of keep my individuality. I don't know if you had that experience as well.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. So I know we wanted to talk today about kind of finding yourself again, kind of finding your purpose, and how important that is as an individual to not lose sight of that.
I feel like for me, I always put everyone before me, and I'm like I learned that in therapy. They're like, you have to be the first one. You can't pour into other people's cup until yours is full or yours is, paid attention to. And I'm like, well, I may not be full, and I'm like, it will always be first, but I have to be okay with myself, and I have to be able to like take on the day. And I've always been like, I don't really think about that, right? Because I'm just like, I get up and I go. I know what I have to do. I have to do my to-do list. I have to get my kids out the door. So it's like that's always been my priority, and I don't lose sight of it. But at the same time, it's like, when do I get ready? Like I forgot like that I had to get ready, and I just put myself on the back burner, I guess. And so I would just get ready until maybe when I drop them off. And if that like I got into this really bad habit of just, I would just go to work and I don't need to get ready. But it's like, it makes me feel totally different when I do my makeup. Like I'm more confident. I'm like, it's more of a me day. I don't know, it's me time, I guess, but
Yeah.
and I enjoy doing it, So it's like I look forward to getting ready. And I didn't realize how much I put myself on the back burner until like I did go to therapy. And it's like you have to be able to like water yourself. Don't wait for other people to water you. And I don't know, for me it's always been my kids first, and then yeah, priorities, partner, wife, parents and all that jazz. But it's hard. It's hard, and sometimes I get so stuck into my go and my list that I forget,
Yeah.
And it's like, have I done anything for myself? Like I don't even have my nails done. Like that was something that used to be me time, and the therapist like, no, you have to do something like if you enjoy reading, dancing, walking, something you enjoy to do like on a daily basis, it really makes a difference. And I was like, okay. So yeah, little by little, learning again that I have to water myself.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. I think for me, I just remember last year, at the beginning of last year, before I started therapy. Well, I mean, I've gone to therapy like on and off for a long time, but this is probably the longest time that I've gone without stopping it, like that I've gone consecutively. So at the beginning of last year, I remember I would be in the shower and I would constantly just cry and cry and cry. And I remember thinking, like, why are you so sad? You have so many things to be thankful for. You have a nice house, you have a wonderful husband, you have two healthy kids, family, friends. And I thought for a while, like, oh, well, maybe I'm just like depressed. Like, maybe I'm just going through like depression or something. So maybe I should go back to therapy and see, if I'm depressed. And when I started going to therapy, That was the thing also with my therapist was like, well, you know, who is Myra and what does she like to do? And I just remember telling her like, I don't know. Like I look in the mirror and I don't even recognize myself anymore. I feel like in my eyes there's like no life. Like and I'm just going through the motions every day, but there's no emotion behind what I'm actually doing. And she's like, well, when was the last time you did something for yourself? And I was like, I don't know. Like I kind of stopped doing everything that I liked. You know, I wasn't reading anymore. I wasn't singing anymore. Even the job that I did wasn't necessarily something I liked. I worked for my husband, so it's his business, it's his dream. You know, wasn't anything, there was nothing that was mine anymore. And so that's why she started telling me like, okay, well, let's start kind of remembering like the basic things of what you like to do as a little girl. I'm like, oh, well, I loved reading. I loved writing poetry. I loved listening to music. I loved dancing in my room. And slowly, I know it sounds ridiculous, but like slowly, I started kind of doing that again. Like even as I was in the shower, I would start singing in the shower. And I started giving myself like even if it was just one chapter a day, but committing to reading one chapter a day of a book. And slowly now I kind of I don't know if it's be also because I started the podcast, but I feel like now I'm actually starting to feel like myself again. And like I have a
I
purpose.
love that for you. It's
Yeah.
a whole, it's like when something comes full circle, right? 'Cause like you're like doing it, you're like, well, I don't see no like cómo se dice, la fruta de my work or whatever. I don't see
Fruit of your
the fruit
labor.
of it. Yeah. So it's like when you when something comes back and it fills your cup and you're like, oh, I'm alive again. Like it's totally weird, like not weird because I'm saying weird as in like I can tell my husband this and he doesn't understand what I'm saying. I can tell somebody else, and then if they're not feeling what like they don't have anxiety or they don't have mental battles like I do, like they won't understand. It's like no, it's a win. Like I understand what you're saying. Like it's a full
Yeah.
circle, you
Yeah.
know?
And you're right. Most people, like, if you do talk to my husband, he wouldn't understand either because he's never
He's like, well,
dealt.
good.
He's like, what are
You
you
know?
talking about? We have a perfect life. You know, like,
Yeah.
in his mind, it didn't make sense why I was so sad. But I
Yeah.
really do think that the fact that I didn't know who I was anymore and that I felt like I didn't have a purpose. I mean, yes, I love being a mom and I love being a wife. And it does give me a lot of fulfillment. But at the end of the day, I'm still an individual. And I was a person before I was a mom, you know,
Yeah.
and I had dreams and I had goals and I had ambitions. So it's good to remember that as well. And like you
Yeah.
said, to filling your own cup instead of just focusing on filling everyone else's cup around you.
I feel like it's very it comes full circle very much. Like you do so much and you don't really like you're just go, 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 no sentiment, like you're saying, like there's no emotion, there's no motivation. You're just doing it because it's part of what you do and you're just like it's like I hate to say this, but America has like it's a, I feel like when I'm here, I'm like in a rat race. When I'm in Mexico on vacation, it's the complete opposite. Like people work, what is it? People work to live, not live to work, something
Yes,
like that.
something
And
like
it's
that.
like, it's the complete opposite. So when I'm in Mexico, I feel like I have much less anxiety because the expectations and the pressure of society is totally different. Like everybody's calm. Yes, they're working their butt off. Yes, they're, but they still like, after work, they'll still chill, talk to you, and do stuff. Here, everybody isolates.
Yeah.
Like they'll go out over there and they'll talk to you. Like you can't even tell they had a hard, long day. And that's just like, I don't know, it's totally different. Their drive for working, the way they like don't complain about everything. Yes, they complain about certain things, right? But it's just the life that they have and it's the life that people are given and they are lucky to have another day. Where we're here, we're so stuck in the go, go, go and the 24/7 of a work schedule that you just it burns you out, you know? And here I was like, I did everything for my job and my work and everything, and it's like you are never gonna be enough. They're always gonna want more out of you. And it's like it's draining and it's like I did everything I mean that and like all the other things in life, you know, like I can see my parents work and they have their own jobs, so they don't really have to deal with upper management or like changes in management and workplace and things, so they manage their own schedule, which is a lot nicer. However, working for somebody else is harder because there's pressure and it's like expectations, deadlines, and every time they have to squeeze more out of you to, and it's a business. I understand. Like, I understand the dynamics of having a business. But at the same time, like, I put their needs before mine, and then everything else piled up, and it's like, it's a burning little, stove here. And it's hard because it's like you forget who you are, because I was just like, I was trying to please everyone and like meet their expectations. And even then, I felt like I wasn't enough. And it's like, I'm doing way more than these other people that are on. Like, I'm not saying nobody's like gonna be equal to me or whatever. Like, yes, we all have a drive for work. However, like, I felt like I was doing way more than the people besides me, and they were never like corrected or whatever. And then it came to a place where I was just like, I was panicking at work, and it's like, people don't talk about this. And when I went to therapy, like, I found other people that were like in the same boat in like a whole bunch of different industries. And it's like, well, America's going through a job force change, and like all the different right now a lot of people are using robots and like implementing a lot of changes in the workplace, where like is like, what are our positions even going to be valuable at the end of the day? Like, what are we doing? And then when I came back and I looked at myself, it's like, I'm forgetting about myself. Like, I can only be my best if I myself feel satisfied. And I'm like, I can't keep giving in to people pleasing, because even in the workplace, even wherever you work, like, be vocal about yourself, because then at the end of the day, when you can no longer take it, it's like they think that you're not up to speed. But it's like, no, I'm burnt out over here. Like,
Yeah.
and
No,
nobody
that is
talks
not,
about it.
yeah, no, and you're totally right. What you said about, because I've noticed that too. When I go to Mexico, I feel like time is really slow and the days are so long. Here, I barely feel the day because it's, you're right. It's here. Over there, it's more the mentality of, okay, I'm going to work to live because it's a necessity because I need to eat, but I'm not going to live, to work. In the sense that I'm going to overwork myself, right? Like that's my only purpose in life. And I do think here we have more of that mentality, like it's a go, go, go. I need to have more and I need to prove myself and all of these things that we tell ourselves. But also, one of the things that kind of helped put things into perspective for me, last year I went to Texas. And it had always been a dream of mine since I was a little girl to go to Texas and visit Corpus Christi because I'm a big Selena fan. And I, when I was younger, I was in love with Selena. I mean, from the time I, for as long as I can remember, I always listened to her music. I just loved who she was. She, was a Mexican American girl like me. I felt like I saw myself in her. She could sing any genre and kill it. So she was always just this huge inspiration in my life. And in a way, Selena always made me feel empowered and made me feel special. And so when I went to Texas last year, I remember standing on the beach in Corpus Christi and just kind of remembering. I'm like getting chills when I talk about it. But I just remember being like feeling like I remembered that little girl. You know, who used to put stuffed animals on her bed and perform concerts and, do like, como la flor and bitty bitty bom bom. And I would wear these outfits and I would know the dance moves. And I'm like, gosh, I forgot about that little girl. I've neglected her for so long. You know, and maybe that's why there was so much sadness in me because she was hurting. I was hurting. Like I
And I
said,
feel like you're bringing her back. Like, that's what filled your cup.
yeah, yes. And I feel like that moment really like solidified that for me. Like, wow, like I can't keep doing this to myself. I can't keep telling myself that my needs aren't important, because my kids, if they see me happy, I think they deserve a happy mom, not a sad mom.
Yeah,
You know,
I
they deserve
agree.
their mom happy and thriving and living her best life.
And it totally radiates. It's like, you don't really like, that's where, like, I don't like taking pictures of myself, but like when I do recordings like this and I go back and I'm like, dude, you can really tell something was going on. And like, it's crazy. Like, I see posts all the time online, like, are you just being defensive? Are you in a bad mood? Like, and then you're like, wait, I don't know what they're going through. Like, and it's like, I don't want to ask. Like, I don't, sometimes it's like, I don't have that kind of connection with the person. So I just try to be more mindful, and we need more mindfulness in this world because people are just like very reactive. And I've caught myself, even when I was like going through the darkest moments in my life, I was like, I can't just react because maybe they're going through something worse than I am. And I think I'm having the worst day of my life, but I honestly don't know what they're going through. Like, they can be going through like a terminal illness. They can have a family member in the hospital. Like, there's just so many things that happen, and we don't really think about it until we're in their shoes, And it comes full circle, like, 'cause I have kids with disabilities, and I'm like, nobody really knows what it's like to have a kid like that. And they're just like, they're only responsive or reactive when it's there, somebody in their circle. But until you're there, you're like, oh my God. Like, I honestly got a call maybe at the beginning of the school year with a family friend ha adopted a child that has disabilities, and she's like, girl, I've sat myself and cried the whole day because I can't understand how difficult it is to get her into school and for them to assess her. And I'm like, dude, you're coming in as a foster parent. Like, it's hard. I understand you're coming in after the game, but it's been hard since day one. Like, people don't understand the need to advocate for these kids, and then they just get stuck in that whatever systems if nobody's advocating. It's really heartbreaking. But for me to be able to be a resource or a voice or just even listen to them, it's like your concerns are valid, And that helps me a lot with my mental health. Like, I feel like I'm helping somebody, and it kind of like fills my cup. And I'm like, oh, I didn't realize, And it's like, until I had those kind of moments, I'm like, whoa, I don't know. Like, I have a lot of interests in life. Like, I love what I do with numbers and all that jazz. But like, talking to people and then like helping them, being able to help them and give resources also helps me a lot. I'm just like, oh, it's a win-win,
Yeah, it makes you feel, again, it makes you feel like you have a purpose, like you have a meaning. I remember that too. I was like, I miss the thing I don't miss working in an office because I love working from home and having that flexibility. But what I do miss is interacting with people and talking to them and feeling like I made a difference in their life. I would help people in my job before, I would help people apply for Medi-Cal. So for me, it made me feel like this is an important work, and I would get to meet all these people and talk to them and hear their stories and their struggles. And just knowing that I made their day easier just by helping them get health insurance made me feel fulfilled. I think that that's also why I wanted to start this podcast or start a podcast, because I'm like, Myra, like, I love talking. Like, I love talking to people. I can talk to people all day long.
Me too.
But I also want to feel like I'm creating a community. And we've talked about that. Like, we want to create a community. We want people to come and feel safe here, feel like they've heard, feel like they're seen, and make a difference. Even if it's just one person that somehow we made their day better, then that will be worth it to me.
Yeah, it's really fulfilling, I feel like. And this part of the podcast is like, it really chimes into that. And I'm like, I love the creation of our community, and I'm sure it's going to be helpful to other people. Like, remind them that they're not alone in all these struggles, like every day is a battle. And at least for me, so thank God that I have family members that don't deal with it. But like, that also doesn't make me feel like relatable to them sometimes, because I'm like, I'm in a whole other world. Like, you're having a blast where we're at, and I'm having like social anxiety sometimes, and I'm like, I don't know how to fix this sometimes. And I'm like, people aren't even staring at me. Like, why do I care? Like, it doesn't matter. Just be yourself, enjoy. And I have to talk to myself, and I'm like, okay, I'm fine. Like, everything's fine. But I don't know why. Like, just like my alerts go off, and I'm like, it doesn't matter, just enjoy it. Life is too short sometimes. And then when I think about it like from an outside perspective, I'm like, why did I even care? Nobody cares. But in my mind, sometimes it's like, no, it's the complete opposite. And it's like, nope, chime back in. What makes you happy? Why are you here? You want to be present,
And I know you talked a little bit about, when you put on makeup and things like that helps you feel better. But have you found other ways to kind of, I don't know, like help you feel like yourself again or your purpose again or other ways that you fill your cup?
Well, I love spending time with my family. So like, when I see my grandma who's in Mexico, she just turned 95. So when I take my kids over there, and it like comes full circle, like, oh my God, I used to do that. My dad used to take me to my grandma's all the time and spend time with my cousins. And like, seeing them have a relationship with the people that I grew up with, or like, even then, I had an uncle here who would take us out to go play or like pool, and I see him do that with my kids, and I'm like, oh my God, I like relive my childhood through my kids. It's like so fulfilling. Things like that really help me like feel more connected or present in the moment. And then also like dancing, singing, things of that nature. But you and I have talked about the singing portion. Like social anxiety is not my best friend when it comes to that, so I have to kind of hide. But I enjoy it. And then when people are like, "Oh my God, I didn't know how you sing," and I'm like, "Well, I don't always, but I mean, I do in my house. My husband hears me all the time, but that's about it."
Yeah, my husband and my kids get a concert all the time. But
Yeah, like I
no
can't be in
big
the car
deal.
without singing.
Yeah, my kids in the car, I'll be singing, or in the shower, I'll sing, and so they get like bits and pieces, but not in public. Yeah.
See? It's very I don't know. I guess we're very alike in that manner for now. But hopefully we get this over this, and we become it like I don't know. I feel like when I sing and I dance, it's like again, the little girl in me, I reconnect.
Yeah, it's like you're healing that child in you, that little girl or that little boy or the child in you
Yeah,
for
I
sure.
know you saw the video I shared with my daughter where she's so carefree and like I was
So
like,
cute.
dude, I was like that. Like I didn't care about anybody's judgment and I just want to be her again. Like I know how to do things and I know how to get the job done. Like why do I rethink things 100 times? Like I'm just so much slower because of that. And I'm like, I know what I'm doing. I'm fine,
Yeah, no, I loved that scene. I loved that video so much because it did remind me of myself too. You know,
Oh,
just
that's so cute.
singing out loud in the back, and you don't care who hears you. You have there's no shyness, there's no anxiety, there's no self-doubt. She was so confident, and that's how I was too. Like I remember going in to parties, and I would be on the stage singing with the group in
Yeah, I
the wedding
remember.
gear. The quinceañera,
Yep.
whatever it was, and I was so confident, and I believed in myself, and I want to get back to that. And I think slowly, by doing things like this that fill my cup, feeling like I have a purpose, hopefully I'll be able to get back to that person.
Yeah, I feel like it's a healing in the community, a healing in yourself, but also healing with everybody else because we're all on a journey and we're all work in progress. And I even tell my husband, like, oh, you may not have this, but I see certain things like where we can all improve, like even if you don't have a mental illness, but there's room for growth in everyone,
Yeah.
And I just feel like we all get lost in society no matter what. Like the routine here, it's very much routine that you're just so stuck in, like you don't really think about it, I guess you could say. Right?
You don't have time to think about it, I think.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
We don't have time to like sit there and think most of the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even,
So.
seeing my kids, like I'm sure you too, seeing your kids grow up is also very therapeutic because you remember what you were like at that age,
Yeah.
and you're like, oh gosh, like my daughter now, she's almost 17. She just got her first car. She's gonna get her license. And I'm like remembering, like, that was such an exciting time in my life.
Yeah.
So to kind of see her in that space is really exciting for me.
I love that. I feel like it fills our cup, like
Yeah.
they feel accomplished. They're growing up. It's like you did all that. Like, you raised her and
Yeah.
she's a really good young lady and things of that nature. Like just seeing her thrive is great,
And I think it also helps us, to remember that it's okay to take time for yourself. Your kids are getting older. I feel like when they're little, you're so in the thick of it. So it's kind of, it can be hard.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you find you have more time as well for things that you enjoy. So you can kind of begin to think about, okay, what's next? Now I have more time to focus on myself or think
Yeah.
about what I want.
I was thinking of that. Like, once they're out of the, nest, what's next? Like, we're gonna be left alone with our partners, and like, what's our purpose at that point? But I guess we all learn when we're there. But
Yeah.
like, preparing for the future or having like some kind of like what do we like to do, our hobbies or building a business that'll later like develop into something else, just thinking about a million things at the same time. But like right now I'm just cherishing these moments because I do see my littlest is 4, and I'm like, how did you like come out of the baby era? Because I need a baby, but no more babies here right now. You know, it's a lot of work. Like, I see my cousins, I saw a couple that I hadn't seen in a while this weekend, and she has two. One is like, they're back to back, so she's like, oh my God, girl, I can't wait till my kids are just running off like yours and they don't need me. And I'm like, girl, I miss those moments sometimes. Like, I'm like, can you please come give me a hug? And my eldest is like, get out of here. So it's like, you know, taking that all in. And sometimes I remind my husband, like, yeah, he's tired of working sometimes, and my other kids was like hanging on him, and I'm like, you're gonna miss those moments. Like, you have a couple more years and he's not gonna want us around, you know?
Yeah, I mean, my daughter is going to be 17 in like a week and a half. And
Yeah,
all
see?
I think about is, oh my gosh, next year she's 18. Like,
That is so crazy, Myra.
it's,
What the heck
I'm
happened?
like, I don't know. I'm like, it feels like only yesterday, like you said, she was a baby. Like, how did this happen?
Yeah, I, that's what I
Crazy.
fear. Like, my little, my diva. But geez, I'm just like, I'm not ready for that stage. But at the same
No.
time, it's like, it flies by before, you know, like every day's a little hectic schedule. And it's like, I told my husband, I'm like, dude, right now it's really hard because like we have things back to back to back to back every day. Like, there's something to do. And I'm like, but watch, she's gonna grow and it's gonna be, it's because I have all three of them in soccer. So it's like,
Yeah.
it's really hectic sometimes, and I'm like, but we have to enjoy these moments because it's not gonna be long term, you know? It's temporary and gotta enjoy them while we can.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, I know the first day that my daughter drives to school by herself and I don't have to take her or pick her up anymore. I'm gonna be so sad because
Right?
that's like the end of an era,
Yeah.
you know? But at the same time, it's like I feel like, okay, that's gonna kind of prepare me for the day that she moves out, you know, because
Yeah.
eventually she's gonna move out. So slowly we have to start, you know, letting go of the string a little bit so that
Yeah.
when they do leave, it doesn't hurt as much.
Yeah.
But
It's
it
all
is really
changes.
hard. Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, because I know, do you ever have mom guilt, like when you do
Oh
take
my
time for
God,
yourself?
girl. All
Or
the
even go on a date
time.
with your husband or something. I don't know if you guys go on dates
Even
often.
when I go on appointments or like things, like, I'm like, I should be doing something for my kids. I'm like, no, this is part of my business. Like, I gotta go out. Like, you know, I told you I go to networking events and things of that nature. And I'm like, I should be at my kid's soccer game. I should be, you know, doing this with my kids. And it's like, no, this is something for me, for my business, something where I grow. Because also, like, putting myself back out there on the market. Oh, sorry, getting taught today, but putting myself out on the market is like, it was very nerve-wracking sometimes because I'm like, I forgot how to promote myself. I forgot how to interview. I forgot how to talk to people sometimes because, again, we isolate ourselves. We work from home, and I talk to people when it's needed, consultations, things of that nature. But like, we don't have that everyday interaction with other people besides our family. So it's like, sometimes it can be lonely, and this is where like the podcast comes into play, and it's like really helpful for me because I'm talking to somebody and I don't feel as alone. But I'm sure you probably feel it too, and it's part of it, but yeah.
Yeah, I used to feel, I mean, I don't feel so much mom guilt now about like doing stuff for myself as I did before. But what I would struggle with a lot was mom guilt when I would go out with my husband, like when we would go on a date.
Yeah.
And my daughter's older now, so she, you know, they can stay home for a few hours and while we go to the restaurant and have dinner together. But I would feel a lot of guilt. But one thing my therapist told me was, you know, you need to remember that if you and your husband are okay, as you know, the family unit is together, that's going to be the best thing for your children. So if you are okay as a couple, your children are going to be okay. All that's going to trickle down. And I'm like, you're right. And then not to mention that one day they're going to grow up. And like you said, we're just going to have each other. So we
Yeah.
need to remember that we need to date each other too, right?
Yeah. It's very I forgot about that a lot because I have like so many things. Like, my oldest has so many therapies and my younger two also has speech therapy, but not as much as my oldest. So it's like, it's so hard to find time to do things. I'm just like, I just want to chill and be home, you know? But it's true. Like, you have to value the connections with everybody. Like, even if you have a Like I was telling you about the best friend thing, like I talk to her here and there and I try to remember to send a message, but with the partner too, it's like you have to work on that relationship because at the end of the day, that's what we're going to be stuck with. Not stuck with, sorry, my vocabulary today is not the best, but that's what we're going to have for long term. You know, our kids are going to leave the nest and we're going to be have ourselves as what's left over, you know, and we got to work on that on a daily basis. And nobody's perfect, I understand, but yeah, it's all a learning work in progress here because same, like you sometimes I feel disconnected and I'm like, have I been doing this? Have I been doing that? Where am I needing to improve? Because I get so stuck in certain patterns, you know? And so yeah, I feel like I do need to feel certain go back and do certain activities to be able to nourish those relationships. But yeah, it's all on my to-do list and it's something that we work towards. And yeah, like you're saying, if the parents are okay, the kids will just fall into place. But I do get that. Like I've gone, I don't know, maybe it's the traveling for me. Like I've gone, I think we went to Vegas twice without them, and I always travel with them, but I'm like in the freaking airplane. Sorry, excuse my language, but in the airplane, I had like literally, not gonna lie, like 3 panic attacks because I was like, if this thing falls and I don't see my kids, like what's gonna happen?
And the both of you are on there,
Yes, and I'm like, who's gonna raise my kids? My parents, of course, but still, like it's just so much weight on my shoulders. I'm like, but why? Like just, and then the turbulence, like that just drives it even worse. So I'm like, I gotta chill. But still, it's scary.
Oh, I hate flying. We won't even get into that. I hate flying. I'd rather
Okay.
drive any day of the week. I just hate
Yeah.
flying. We've
Yeah.
driven to Vegas. We don't fly to Vegas. We drive because
We drove once.
we love road trips, me and my husband. But yeah, no, I think it's important to, and I think that also kind of helps me feel like myself again, because I'm like, oh, I'm getting ready and I'm gonna go out with just my husband and we're gonna have adult conversations and we might have an adult beverage.
Yeah.
It's nice to remember, like I said, that I'm not just a mom. But to give myself permission, like, no, like we deserve this to go out just him, or even if it's with a friend and go to dinner or go to breakfast and I'm talking to somebody, that helps me too to feel like myself again. Like I'm an individual and not just, the mom or the wife.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, my oldest is what, 11 now? And I'm like, oh my God, I've done so much that I forgot what it's like to not be a mom, to like be outside of a mom. Sorry, I'm always gonna be a mom, but I mean, you know, what else am I, you know? Like when you identify yourself, like what are you? And I'm always like, oh, I'm a mom of 3 kids. And it's like, you're not just the mom. What else do you do? Like, you know? So yeah, I've learned to reintroduce myself in different forms depending on who the audience is, you know? Because if it's another mom, well, I have a kid of this age, and you know, but just depending on who you're talking to.
And how did you, because I'm sure your job also gives you a lot of fulfillment, but what made you get into accounting specifically?
Well, I've always done it for my parents because my mom has done janitorial services forever, and so I would do invoices as a well, learned to do them since I was 7 years, 8 years old, and like my mom knew English, but she didn't know how to write it, so it's like I had to write everything for her or do it on the computer, and I learned. So something I've always done, and I love numbers, so I'll take a number over reading a book because me and reading falls asleep, so. It's just not my thing, and it's something that I do need to worry about. Something that I do want to start doing because even though I don't like it, like there's some interesting stories that I need to read or even like an audiobook, but I find myself like so interested in those things like podcasts and things of that nature, like any day I'll do. But reading, I fall asleep. And I even bought like these self-help books that I've not tried because I fall asleep. Like I've read like maybe 3 pages. Or I'm just like history and material, like keep it entertaining, please, because I fall asleep.
I love reading, but yeah, I mean, not everyone does. I love reading. If I could read all day, I would read all day.
Girl, I don't even know how I finished college with like all these books I had to read because honestly, you could tell, ask my mom. She would wake up and she'd be like, todavía estás estudiando? My mom, I passed out on the book. I have to reread what I just read because I forgot, you know? But.
And I guess if reading's not for everyone, but I'm glad that you found, that you were able to use that experience from your childhood and you turned it into a business. And it seems like you really enjoy that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's also brought you a lot of fulfillment, a lot of joy, and also, a sense of purpose and meaning.
Yes, very much so, because I feel like I like helping a lot of the Latino businesses because they don't really understand their finances or how things work, and it's like, why do I need to do this? Well, in Mexico I didn't need to do this, and it's like, well, you're in America and we pay taxes here. If you just come up with these numbers, like you can get audit, you can get an audit, and that is not fun. Like you
No.
need to make your numbers need to make sense, and people don't understand that. Like it's like, well, I pay such and such for my phone line. I'm like, well, how much of that is business? Is that all business or is it percentage business? Like it's just like learning things that they don't know, and it's like very, very therapeutic because it like reminds me of when I used to help my grandparents through their paperwork or help, you know, uncles and aunts. And I feel like that really fills my cup because it's like you're helping the community at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. But I do think, like you said, it all comes down to just remembering things that made you happy as a little child, and slowly, even I guess if it's just building on one thing, and then slowly start doing more things that you like. And I think that will really help you or everyone feel happier, because we are all meant to have a purpose in life, and we all are meant to find things that bring us joy and give ourselves permission to do those things, because being a mom doesn't mean that our life ends.
Exactly. It's a very strong word, actually. Sorry, phrase. But
Yeah.
it's true. A lot of people are like, I'm just a mom. I'm like, no, you're much more than a mom. Like,
Yeah.
that's a bonus. What
Yeah.
else do we do? You know, like,
Because I know
oh.
for me, when I felt like I didn't have anything else going on other than being a mom, I felt so much sadness. And I never want to go back there.
It's really hard. Like, I think, oh, I love being a mom. I love doing all this for my kids. I wanted kids for the longest time, and now I have them, and now I'm trying to do my best with them, and it may not always be easy, and I try to do things and they do the contrary sometimes, and it's like it's a learning progress. But at the same time, like it can be overwhelming and it can make you sad, and you don't think of the downfalls, and nobody it, again, it comes back to like nobody talks about the hardships of being a mom. Nobody talks about the hardships of life. And it's not like you want to be negative or talk about negative things, but it's part of the process. And if you hide it, like then we idolize being a mom. We idolize doing all these things. And it's like sometimes people aren't meant to do that or don't want to go through all those struggles, you know? And I respect people that don't want kids or that can't have kids. It's like it's not always easy. It's not always greener on the other side, you know?
Or there are some people that really just enjoy just being a mom, and that's like their, that's what they do. Maybe they don't do work in the sense that they don't go to a job, but they do a lot of work in their house, and that makes them feel fulfilled. Then that's great. But like for me, that just wasn't filling my cup. So I needed to do more. I needed to like really research inside of me and figure out what I wanted to do or things that brought me joy. And then executing that and doing those things that brought me a lot of joy.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, I enjoy cleaning my house, but not on a daily basis and not having to clean up the mess 100 times for it to look like I didn't do nothing like in 3 hours. So then I'm like, oh, that didn't fill my cup anymore because now it's up opposite. And now I got to do something that really brings in fulfillment for myself, you know? And working for me does. And I mean, sometimes it's not for everyone. And sometimes working from home, I mean, being a stay-at-home mom is a full-time job. I don't discredit that because I know how much work it is. And
Oh, it's definitely a full-time job.
yeah, and it's like nobody is less than somebody else because of the way they work. I feel like everybody has a different position and different tasks, different skill set or different talents, different obligations, different expectations. Like nobody's ever going to be the same as somebody else. We just, I find myself that I used to like compare myself, and it's like, no, don't do that to yourself because everybody's life is totally different. Like nobody has the same expectations. Or maybe like their upbringing was very different. Like it's not okay for you to compare yourself to anybody else. So I learned to just compare myself to my previous self so that I improve and I can see where I'm like, you know, where I was similar, where I want to be. So something that I've learned in the process.
Yeah, definitely. It's not good to compare ourselves. I think it just makes us feel worse. And there
Yeah.
really is no point, because you're never gonna have their life, and they're never gonna have yours.
Yeah, exactly. So if there's anything that you can share with them about finding
But
purpose.
I think the biggest, like I said, the biggest thing that helped me was really just remembering the things that I liked to do as a child, things that brought me a lot of joy. And I think that once I started implementing those things little by little, that started to make me feel like myself again, which started making me feel like I had a purpose, made me feel fulfilled. It brought me a lot of joy. And I think that that's the only advice that I can really give, because I can't live your life and you can't live mine, so I don't know what you like to do.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it's very very simple, but like when you're in those moments, you don't really think outside the box. So something like that, like create a list of things that you like to do and then go and do them. Like set them in your calendar, put them in your schedule and get them done and then realize, well, do I still enjoy doing this? Like, does this fill my cup? And then like healing my inner self or healing the little girl in me really brought me back to like my values and what I like doing and what I enjoy doing. So it did give me fulfillment. So things in that nature, like crossing off the list on your bucket list, or I don't know. I don't do bucket lists, but I've seen people like do them, I don't know, seasonally or yearly. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should start doing that for my family. Like, where, because my kids are always like, well, we haven't done this. And well, we haven't, I'm like, okay, but we have done this. So just put it on your list and we'll get to it. Just like something that you look forward to do. And then we'll make it happen.
And take baby steps. Like I said, I started with like, okay, I'm just gonna read one chapter a day. You know, for somebody else that may be, I'm gonna go on a 10-minute walk, or I'm gonna listen to 10 minutes of a podcast, or you know, whatever it is that they like to do, and just take it slowly and give yourself permission to do those things. Because for me, it would be like, oh, but if I take time to do my podcast, that's going to take away from cleaning my house or making dinner. And I got to the point where it was like, who cares? Like, if I don't clean my house today, who cares? Nobody's going to come over and see the mess. And if I don't want to cook today, that's fine. We can order pizza. You
Yeah.
know, it's not the end of the world. Like, nothing drastic is going to change. My kids aren't pissed off, you know? So it's like allowing yourself to do those things for you
I think we
and
put
not
those
worrying
roadblocks.
about. Yeah, and not worrying about what's not going to get done.
Yeah, it's hard. Like I do that all the time, but it's like giving myself grace and reminding myself like that goes a long way. And I was one of the persons like, why do I need to give myself grace for something that I should be doing? Like, you know, like I failed, but it's like, no. Failure is part of the process. Sometimes we live and we learn, you know, and it's like we don't do things that we used to do. So if we can take the baby steps to get there, you're right. Like I need to get myself back on walking and I take family walks, but it's not consistent. So if I can do like 10-minute walks every single day with my kids, that'd be great to get myself going. But yeah, start somewhere, start small, and remember to give yourself grace. If you didn't do something, you can get back on it. It's not the end of the world and you don't have to stop your journey or getting back on track. Or maybe you don't enjoy it as much as you wanted to, so maybe the commitment isn't there. But just trying things out and seeing what you like, you know?
Yeah, be nice to yourself for sure. Be nice to yourself and remember that we're all human and we're all in this together and we're all struggling and nobody has it figured out. So you're doing all
Exactly.
right.
Yes. So with that, I'd like to end the episode and I hope to hear you guys feedback if you guys have any questions or like to share the way you guys found yourself again or found purpose in your life, share that with us and feel free to follow us on Instagram and on TikTok, I believe we were on, and send us any kind of message or email inquiries. It's all listed in our podcast bio. And if not, have a great day. Hope to hear from you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.